Thank you for listening to this podcast, the sixth in a series about St. Luke's Hospital. During the interview between Rich Murphy from Iatric Systems and Clark Averill from St. Luke's Hospital, Clark answers a question from the audience on how to match patients between their EHR and eClinical Works, or ECW, and how Iatric Systems programmed a solution to match up the patient's records in both systems. St. Luke's uses Iatric Systems Physician Office Integration, which allows hospitals to electronically send and receive orders from physician office EMR systems. Let's join the conversation.
What do you use to match patients between Meditech and ECW?
Yeah, that was actually a very critical component of developing the integration suite. Because we have two hospitals in our Meditech EMR, we basically had two medical record numbers. We have a medical record number for St. Luke's and a medical record number for our Lakeview Hospital, which is our critical access hospital. And that presents a problem because most of the time you're going to try to match on medical record number. And of course, ECW has, you know, their account number, and they don't really have a medical record number. And so we couldn't really use a medical record number as a match. And so Meditech has a number that's called a URN, a unit record number, which is actually the upper level number that ties multiple medical record numbers together in your EMR. And so we were able to, with Iatric, access that field to put it in the HL7 message and send that off to ECW. And then ECW was able to store that in their system, and that really provides the matching. And so what happens is if a patient presents in ECW and we don't have a record of them, we create a new record. We send an ADT message to Meditech. Iatric takes that, searches for the patient, finds out if the patient's there. If the patient isn't there, it creates the new patient in Meditech and then returns that URN number to ECW. If the patient is in Meditech, it returns that URN also. And so ECW is storing the URN, and that is our match between the Meditech system and the ECW system. It's kind of unique, and some of it is because of our configuration of both Meditech and ECW. But, you know, we were able to accomplish that, and Iatric was able to program around that, which was really critical to our success.
And just to add to that, Clark, like you said, so kind of a unique problem, but, you know, we also do see it out there with other EMR systems and that matching up their identifiers with the Meditech visit number and identifier, and just some data points that we would typically use there. With the ADT message that you mentioned, we can check the hospital system, first name, patient's first name, last name, middle initial, date of birth, next of kin, things like that to line up the correct patient and return that back. Or like you said, if we don't have a match, we can put that on the work list for a human user to manually make that decision, or we can go ahead and place a new visit right then and there. So we have some options there and some flexibility depending on what the hospital wants to do.
Thank you, Rich and Clark, for sharing your experience. If you're like Clark and need to integrate bidirectionally with your physician office EMR systems, please contact us at info@iatric.com for more information. Call us at 978-805-4100 or go to www.iatric.com. We'll be happy to speak with you.